Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, April 12, and we're back with you. As we were talking earlier, Danny, when you came in, before we went on the air, it's blowing wind out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, it's like leaves, trees, grass. I'm like, what's going on?
And you're going to see there'll be some down trees and shit. There always are, you know, or some kind of a power outage.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, wind is so destructive. Do you believe mm-hmm. the energy? It's just energy out of thin air, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's why I never understand why people live in, like, Kansas where there's tornadoes. Like, why would you choose to live there?
Well, why do we choose to live where there's earthquakes, you know? I mean,
because
you can say...
I don't want to say how anything. Often does that happen, and then today we get one. I'm like, damn, right. Danny, you spoke it into existence.
I know. Well, what are you going to do? So we do have a guest. She'll be on in just a moment. And I just wanted to go over a couple things. Well, just to remind everyone, I guess April 12th means that April 15th is coming up. But since it's going to be on the weekend, then April 18th
the taxes?
Is the deadline for the taxes. So
I did mine. I'm not getting anything back because I haven't worked in like 2 years.
Oh, you have done yours? Okay, at least yours is easy. There's
yeah, it was, he literally got it. And then 2 hours later, he's like, hey, yeah, unfortunately, I'm done with your taxes. I was like, fuck. Fine. This is just a reminder. I need to get my shit together. There's some people that get like $6,000-$7,000 back.
Do you think about it every day? Like, what should you do with yourself?
Yeah. And every time I go out, so last night I went out. Uh-huh. I went to church last night, which was great.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the first time I went to church where I actually felt uncomfortable and I wanted to leave. Like, they were judging me there.
Really?
So, like, it usually I have people that save me seats, but if I don't have somebody there that saves me a seat, I have to, like, wait by the doors like everybody else.
Right.
And I was standing in front of the door because it's, like, first come, first serve because, like, 300-400 people go to the church.
Really?
So I'm standing in front of the door, and there was this woman working the door. She was, like, Asian in a really long white dress, and she was grilling me. And I knew that she was giving me, like, bad grilling looks. So I go, what's up, girl? Like, you know, just having normal conversation. She's like, so, like, when did you fall in love? I'm like, fall in love with what? She's like, with Jesus. And I was like, oh, this is about to be this conversation right now.
No.
So I was like, I don't know if I'm in love with Jesus.
Oh, God. These people are
And she was like, do you think that your outfit is appropriate for church? And
really?
I got,
is that what you said?
Yeah, I got fucking pissed.
Yeah.
I go, so let me tell you, you're sitting here asking me when I fell in love with Jesus, but you're in the house of the Lord right now judging me from what I'm wearing. You don't right. know anything about me.
Right.
You don't know my personality, what I do for other people. You're judging me because I'm wearing a crop top and a jean jacket.
Right.
And a red lip.
But she wasn't really judging you. She didn't say anything about you. She just said you're not dressed appropriately.
Yeah, but that's your opinion. Who the fuck are you?
Well, but maybe they have a dress code, no?
No.
No?
Okay. Sam, people go on like mini skirts, thigh-high
okay.
boots.
I didn't know that. I thought a place of worship does need some kind of
she
respect.
She goes, do you like this church? I said, yeah, I enjoy this church. She goes, maybe you should find another church to go to.
Oh, wow.
I was like...
Now, that's bullshit. Is she the head of the church
no,
or something?
She's like a volunteer.
Then you should tell her to go fuck off, you know?
I can't say that in church. But
you
my,
should.
But I'm sure my face expression said it all, though. Yeah. Like, I, you know my
inside,
face expressions.
Right?
I was like, yo, I'm literally killing you with my eyes right now. God is watching.
So did you stay there?
Yeah, I stayed, but I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very uncomfortable.
That sucks, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then so many...
See, that's what turns people off to religion, and they don't understand that.
Yeah, because, I mean, people are like, oh, you have to act a certain way, you have to be a certain way, or God's not going to grant you access to the pearly gates. I'm like, God wants you to be whoever the fuck he wanted you to be. And what I am is who he wanted me to be. So why am I going to change that?
Yeah, he created you, right?
Exactly.
So there's the thing. And I hate when people speak for God. You know, I mean, like, who the fuck are you, right?
Like, are you texting him right now? Did he tell you to say that to me? Because I'm pretty
exactly,
sure.
Exactly. You know, I mean, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So then I went to that, and then I went home, and I was ready for bed, but my girlfriend works at Catch. She's a server, and she pulled one of those friend cards, and she was like, hey, I'm going to need you to stay up and come out with me tonight. And I was like, fuck, because I know one day I'm going to need her to
right.
come out when I need her last minute. So I was like, fine. So we went to two different nightclubs. They were both so packed, so unbearably packed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to this person's house party, and it was just like, ugh.
Really?
I didn't get home till 4:30, went to bed at 5 again.
You kidding?
No, that's why I look like this right now.
Like what? You look great.
Like death.
Relax.
Sam.
I mean, look, as long as you don't have a hat, I'm happy.
I know. I actually forgot it this morning. I my alarm went off at 8:50.
Yeah.
I brushed my teeth, I washed my face, and I walked to my car, and I go, let's do this.
Folks, if you're listening on the app or on the website, you should go to Facebook Live if you want. Check us out. We have a guest, and we're going to get to her in just a second. I wanted to... there's a lot of shit happening in the news, and I'm glad we decided not to do politics on the show, because God knows everybody else is doing fucking politics. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, bye.
You know? So
that would be such a horrible co-host if you were talking about politics.
Well, I wouldn't have hired you because you're not into politics.
I would know nothing.
Yeah, you know, but you got here because of exactly who you are and what you offer, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that is... We have light entertainment here. It's fun, and that's what it's about, you know?
Right, right.
All right, so we're going to bring on our guest right now, and as you could probably see her on Facebook, and if not, you'll just be you'll enjoy her music and everything. We have a musician here, and her name is Annalisa Kaur. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Bring the mic closer to you there. So we can hear
yeah,
you.
That's
there
good.
You go.
Awesome.
Annalisa, so you reminded me you were on the show when? About a year ago?
Yeah.
Really?
Ago, with my friend, Adriana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you think I remember, you're wrong, because I don't.
He doesn't remember yesterday.
Now I remember your face.
Yeah. Mm.
But when you said I'd been on the show, I'm like, okay, well, I don't remember who she is, but but she's got the music, and if she's been on the show, she must have been good.
And if I was lying, then it was a good trick to get on here.
Mm-hmm. No, but I recognize the name. You have a unique name. Pretty name, right? Annalisa.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Coral on top of all that. Is that your middle name or something?
No, it's Coral. It's like Coral.
Oh, Coral. Like oh, okay. Well, now I know. I'm glad I asked. Annalisa Coral.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You see? So, and is that your last name or middle name?
Last name.
Oh, how cool is that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to have a last name like
mm-hmm.
that.
That you pronounce wrong.
Yeah, it's okay. It's yeah, I'm used to it because it's hard for me to say. I'm like, hi, I'm Annalisa Coral. Like, I don't want to say that. So I'm Annalisa Coral.
Coral too. Yeah, it's fine. Don't have to have the R.
Yeah, the roll. You know? I don't know how to do that. So it's just Coral for me.
Well, welcome to the show, Annalisa.
Thank you.
So I guess you've been in L.A. the past year. You live here?
Yeah. No, I've been here for about 3 years.
Oh, three years. Where did you move from?
Northern California.
Really?
Yeah, East Bay.
Oh, East Bay. Like what? Like San Francisco type
of
thing?
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes, 20 minutes from Berkeley, like 30, 40 from San Francisco.
North?
Yeah, my town. Yeah, Hercules. It's a little like suburb near Richmond. I don't know if
that's... Oh, okay.
Is it called Hercules?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. That's cool, though.
I didn't realize it was weird until I came here, and everyone's like, oh.
Yeah. Well, that's only because it's a Greek god.
It's like we have Tarzana here, you know? I mean, that's the same thing.
Not
people
really.
People go, oh, Tarzana? Really? Tarzana?
No.
Why?
Not really, no.
Why? It's the same thing.
Definitely not the
Hercules,
same reaction at
Tarzan.
All. No.
Don't tell me no.
Is it cold out there?
No,
because San Francisco's
like
chilly to me.
Yeah, it's not. It's a little colder there because it's near the bay. It's near the water, but
right.
Yeah,
my son's in San Francisco. He tells me it was pouring last night.
Oh, he's there visiting.
It was, no, he's going to school.
Oh, he goes to school in San Francisco.
Yeah. He's got one more month, and that's
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
I'm going to his graduation. So he said, yeah, last night he says, man, it was just pouring out of nowhere. I've never seen it like this. So. That happens there, I guess, right?
Yeah, we have weather.
Yeah. You see, I'm going to get to have a lot of cool weather where I'm going, man. Because
Hawaii?
In Kauai?
Yeah, it'll rain, it'll downpour for like 15 minutes and then be like 90 degrees and
right,
beautiful.
Exactly.
But then
know?
It's like you can't sit on the beach then because it's like damp and wet.
That's okay. I mean, you go to the beach for that, but you know, I mean...
But you're staying in a resort, right?
But also don't forget, I realized... you know, when I'm not reading about how much there is to do and all the places to see, I'm like, I'm not going to be lying on the beach. I'm not going to have time for that. There's
because you're only there for 5 days, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's going to go
and
by.
It's actually 4 days being there because the flights and everything.
Yeah, right,
know?
Right.
So how much can you squeeze in 4 days, you know?
Yeah.
So one thing I fantasize about lying on the beach is probably not going to happen.
You got to do it at least for 1 day.
Well, a couple hours maybe.
Yeah,
you know?
A couple hours, yeah.
But that's also, remember that you go from one beach to another. Mm-hmm. So every beach you find that's cool, you lie there for an hour.
Right,
so, you know?
Right. You want to go shark, what is it, shark diving?
Shark diving, yeah. I'm the right person to do that.
Why don't
right?
you go onto Netflix tonight and watch 47 Meters Down? You'll change really? Your mind about that real quick.
Really?
Yeah. Go swimming with the dolphins instead.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Listen, well, we'll get to your music in a second. And also, I realized that you focus on topic that's very dear to me. And we were talking about it the other day, too. So we'll get to that as well. And we'll find out about you, I guess, because I know usually musicians express their lives and whatever in their music, right?
Yeah, usually.
So you grew up in Northern California. Mm-hmm. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother and a younger sister. She's actually out like there, I think, right now.
Why did you ask her to come in?
I didn't know the etiquette. She can come in if she wants.
Text her. Yeah. Text her to come in.
Yeah, we don't care. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it'd be cool. Why would somebody stay outside? So she's your younger sister, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Texting her now.
And so you moved here, what, 3 years ago?
To go to music school. So LA College of Music is the school that I went to.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool. So why did you have to come here for music school? They don't have any up there?
No, I was going to go to Berklee College of Music on the East Coast, actually, and actually visited.
Yeah.
And I really liked it, but all the stuff that I'm writing about happened here. While I was, well, all the crazy, like, mental health stuff that I'm writing about happened before I had a chance to go there. So, like, everything flipped, and I ended up just being like, okay, I need to find a school, like, anywhere. So,
right.
Sorry, Alex.
So you were, like, in a crisis mode at the time.
Kind of,
yeah.
So then I just was like, okay, well, what's, like, a close music school? And that school seemed the best. And I'm happy I went there because all of my, you know, best friends are there now and everything.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. Have you tried doing things other than music before that?
No, I think it's, like, one of those things. I'm like, I've always known, you know.
You're right.
I grew up listening to Selena, the Como La Flor singer. Uh-huh. Like, you know,
I think everyone knows who Selena is.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Selena is, you're living under a rock. Literally.
Yeah, but you were young when she was around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then J-Lo's movie came out and everyone was like, Selena.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on. So, I mean, you're pretty young, right? It's not like you had a long time to build a career and then you had emotional problems and then you decide I'm going to go into music. It wasn't
I mean, I was still like in high school when those emotional problems happened.
Really?
So, yeah. No, I mean, it was stuff starts at a young age sometimes when it comes to like mental health. It hits at random times, random ages.
So. Right, right. So you felt early on something was wrong with you? Is that how you felt?
I think so. I mean, I think like you look back and you're like, oh, okay. So like sitting in my room, like in the dark, listening to like Evanescence, typing on my computer about saving my soul was not normal.
Oh, God.
And you're like, okay, I was an intense child. Like, that wasn't right. But I mean, yeah. And then I look back and the same problems I have now, which is just like sleep and waking up and mood problems are like, since I was young, so you kind of realize like, okay, that might not have been the norm, and I wasn't like just difficult, like,
right?
I had something wrong.
But at the time, you think that's how things are supposed to be because that's your reality, right?
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I'm a difficult child, and I'm
right. It's like a personality defect or something. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, did you get into music earlier than that though, like from a young age?
Yeah. I mean, I think being young, I got into I played the violin in high school because I just didn't want to do art class. Like, it all kind of just happened.
Did you like it? Did you like the violin?
Yeah, I did competitions and, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're still good at it, I'm sure.
I wouldn't say good at it.
If you won contests, you're good at it. You'll pick it up right away, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'd be great if I concentrate more on like the electric guitar and stuff now. But
really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, can't you integrate some violin into your music?
No, totally I could. I don't know, like it's, that's like the reason why I wrote about like mental illness and mental health is because a big reason why I don't even play the violin anymore was because of like some stuff that happened to my body.
And it reminded you.
Yeah, it just messed up my muscles, like taking some medication for bipolar, like messed up my muscles.
Really?
Yeah, so I have so many intense things that have happened to me that I'm like, okay, there's nothing else I can write about because I have no time to think about anything right. else, but like this crazy stuff.
It consumes you. When you're wow. fucking depressed, man, nothing else matters, right? Nothing else yeah. exists for
or
you.
Or just like mood stuff, like going up and down. You don't have time. Like I was thinking about it on the way here. Like I don't write songs about love so much because I never had like time to like invest and think about it. Like I was thinking about surviving my crazy ass brain, you know?
Yeah.
So like my whole album is about like mental health because that's all I know kind right. of at this point. So I don't know. It's right. interesting. Like my take on songs are not like exactly love stuff, which I it would be interesting
if right but that's okay. I mean, you're expressing things like what's her name, the one that died, didn't she have like all
Amy Winehouse?
Amy Winehouse, she also had kind of songs like that, you know, because
yeah
I mean,
well hers was about her drug addiction,
yeah,
so it's but
because
like
that was a major thing in her yeah. life, you know. But usually people, and let's identify this, so you say you have a bipolar disorder, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And I can relate to this, and we just talked about this the other day, mm-hmm. that that I also have one, and I discovered that
really?
When I was, that would have been over 25 years ago.
Oh.
But I only discovered, people only diagnosed me with depression,
oh, wow.
which was shit, because they give you medication that yeah. just makes your situation worse.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Like Zoloft, and then you get like, it says in like the fine print, like suicidal thought, like it's like 45 right. minutes of oh. like why you shouldn't take the pill. I'm like,
right.
yeah. how's this going to help me?
Yeah, and most people don't get bad side effects, but I'm like that 0.001 where like if you don't even tell me what's on it, like I'm going to get that one bad one.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
It's, yeah, it's insane. It's such a weird position to be in because you're like, well, I'm fucked if I don't take it, and I'm F if I.
You can say fucked.
Okay, I'm fucked if I.
Where's your sister? She doesn't want to come in. Is she too shy?
No.
She will be on camera,
right now,
but
yes. She's like right now. Yeah.
And she's waiting for you. If I had reminded you, she would have stayed out there the whole time.
I'll make a room for her.
But I see you also like you're. You're kind of tiny, like a slight figure and everything. Do you think that has to do with how the medication affects you?
Honestly, yeah, probably. Being a tiny person, I mean, I think being sensitive in general, like caffeine messes with me. Like
really?
Everything messes with me. Like my brain chemistry is just really sensitive, and
yeah.
I just have to be careful. Like everything I do, I'm like that's gonna mess me up.
So growing up, I can imagine you felt. Something's wrong, right? But you don't know what it is because you think it's you.
Yeah.
So how did it manifest itself? I mean, were you like a difficult person to be around?
I think like what it manifested in was the mania, which honestly, most people see that as a good thing because mania, like I always describe it like this. Like it's like someone, like you're just like chilling at a party and then someone puts a black like bag over your head and just like gives you like five shots of tequila and like five shots of like espresso, and so you're just like you have liquid courage, you think you could do anything, and you're like agitated as hell, like just like, you know,
right,
super, you think right. you could do anything,
and you get pissed if people get in your way and stuff,
yeah,
right?
People don't understand you, you're like, why don't you understand my brilliant idea to go and like, you know, serve sandwiches to like 20 homeless shelters, like you're like, why don't you get it?
My
you get those like huge ideas.
Yeah,
you know, and
my cousin has true. it, and she doesn't take any medication, but she should.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. That's the hard thing is like medication definitely is the thing that helps, but it's like
right.
for the.
And then
she quote unquote doesn't believe in it, but like even at my like nephew's christening, we're all at the church, and then we go to the after party at the house, and she like was like, "Oh, the entire time I was sitting in the church during the christening, I was just thinking about being fucked," and it's like in a crowd of like our friends and family, but we all like didn't say anything because we knew it was because she's like having like an episode.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's like, definitely hard. It's like yeah, you have to have humor with it sometimes because it's so like it doesn't seem so real. Like it's so surreal, you know. So I don't know. It's interesting how to deal with situations like that because you know they're still a person,
yeah,
but they're kind of like detached a little bit, and my immediate family members also have their own things, so yeah, it's been interesting just to
like they're also bipolar.
Yeah, like my I'm trying not to say like which ones, but one's bipolar and one has like a form of bipolar called schizoaffective, which is like
schizophrenia,
but like it has like the mood disorder aspect, so it's just it goes in the family, you know.
Yeah,
so
it does. I'm telling you because my kids both have it.
Really?
Yeah, and they have to deal with it too.
Oh man,
and
it's hard.
You see, when my son doesn't take any medication, he gets really like like agitated, like you said, irritable. Everything really irritates you, and you get depressed.
Yeah.
Like really deep depression. It's not like any depression, you know.
Well, yeah, it's not like when someone, the pet peeve of somebody with depression is when someone goes, "Oh, I have one of those days too," and you're just like, "No, bro, you don't."
Yeah, it's like this lasts months and years. It's not something that is like comes and goes just because of a situation in your life or anything.
Yeah,
it is chemical imbalance, you know, and clearly, if the medication works, then you know that it's fixing something.
Yeah.
It's fixing something that's wrong.
And the funniest thing, too, is, like, everyone... Like, I don't do drugs, obviously, because, like, that would just make me crazy. And
really?
It's like, I always
have
try
you
to...
tried weed, though? Because weed is great self-medication.
I have, but, like, I just... I think it makes me... It can make you psychotic, honestly, for some people.
I guess.
And I always joke, like, you know, my brain drugs me constantly without my consent. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm good. Like,
I know, you don't need to lose any more control over your brain,
like, I'm okay.
Right?
Like, I'm trying to, like, be sober in my head.
That's true.
So you don't drink either?
I don't, but if I do socially, then it kind of messes, like, up the mood a lot. So I have to be really careful, and I really shouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So you are very sensitive, mm-hmm. you know, to everything, to every little thing. She's sensitive.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, is, like, because I can't take medication, because all the side effects are, like, outweigh the good, I end up, like, eating kale, and, like, that's why I'm so little.
Really? So you don't take medication now?
No, I don't.
What does kale do?
Well, just, like, eating, super healthy. Like, the healthier you eat, the more sensitive you are to, like, other things and that could hurt you. So, I'm just, like, a grandma.
Yeah, right? Not okay, there's a sister. You mean you left this beautiful sister outside?
I'm so sorry.
She spared us of the sister. Okay, just say hi real quick.
Hi, how's it going?
Get on the microphone, put this on. And introduce yourself. What's your name?
My name's Lex.
Lex?
Yes.
What a name, man. I love that. You know, Annalisa, Lex, your parents were pretty creative with the names, huh?
Yeah.
Get closer to the mic.
My name's short for Alexandra, so they really liked A names.
I was going to say, yeah.
And long names, too. That's pretty cool. What is the background? You said Hispanic. Is that your background, pretty much, your parents?
Yeah, Mexican. We're half Mexican, half Ukrainian, Jewish.
Wow, how cool. So you learned different cultures and stuff.
Yeah, we definitely grew up with an interesting background, like being raised like biracial is definitely an interesting thing.
And really?
Yeah.
But could people tell? I mean, it's not like you look like biracial or anything, you know.
Just the culture, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So what's a year difference between you, the age difference?
We're twins now.
Yeah, almost, right?
Twins.
You don't seem very different in age, right? What, like 3-4 years?
Just less than 2 years, pretty much. So
oh, wow.
Just about two.
So it's almost like twins.
Irish
I mean,
twins.
They're growing up together.
When it's like a year, a little over a year, they're considered Irish twins.
Aww. Irish twins. Okay, whatever that means.
It means like basically your mom popped them out so close to each other that you guys are basically twins. Yeah. Your DNA is still in her vagina, so.
That's a good way of putting it.
So I wanted to let's give Annalisa's music a chance. Okay, we'll take a little break here.
Cool.
So you sent me the song Sugar Pills, right?
Yeah, so it's an album. I produced it and wrote it in my bedroom, and so there's like 8 songs on there, so I gotta pick one.
What do you mean produced in your bedroom? How did you do the whole thing?
Yeah, that's the good sign of mania sometimes,
right?
I can make an album.
So when were you officially diagnosed as having bipolar?
I think I can't remember the age. It's really blurry, but sometime in high school.
Oh, really?
I was like, okay, I messed
up. So your parents realized something's going on.
Kinda. I mean, everybody was kind of like having their own problems, and I was like, wow, I also have problems. I should probably go to the doctor.
I see. Okay, so the idea came to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because you see, I mean, for me, until somebody in the family told me that I should go see a doctor, I didn't think that it was something that can be fixed. You know what I'm saying?
To an extent, it can't be fixed.
I was just about to say,
managed.
I don't think it can be fixed.
No,
I feel like
but
you just
managed.
Like, yeah, it's like,
right.
I can't really comment on it because I've had bouts of depression, but it's not like.
But still, that's
I
valid.
Think it's like situational depression.
Believe me, you're very lucky. Yeah,
yeah.
That you don't have this.
Yeah,
you know?
But then I see like my cousin, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
that's intense.
You see, to me, it's almost like fixing it because I take the medication and I'm fine.
Yeah, you know? No, that's a beautiful thing. And I think I'm still sort of struggling with the idea of should I try one more, even though that one, like the last one that I took, I got something that gave me a debilitating, side effect, basically, right. Where I couldn't use my body. So I'm like, is it worth it to try another one?
And like you were paralyzed?
Yeah, kind of. It's called tardive dyskinesia, and it's like a nervous system disorder that makes your like body twitch and mind.
Oh my
pain.
God.
And, yeah, spasms.
What a
my
side
doctors
effect.
Were like, yeah. Oh, that shouldn't have happened and it may never go away. And I'm like, God. Oh, cool. So
shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like that really small percentage who gets that. That's cool. And like, so I'm already just this grandma, like evaluating my life at this point. Like, who am I without my body? Like, just so much intense things that I've had to think of at a young age that I'm like, is it worth it to go that route?
I wouldn't try it again.
That's
honestly
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's scary, but then there's people in my family who they live normal happy lives because they take medication, so I want to like make that point and don't follow me and not be a medication taker, because right. I'd rather take it because I was doing better on medication, like
right.
never
exactly. You also don't want to have like a side effect that's gonna like
exactly.
put you in a grave
exactly.
earlier than you need to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But today there's such a big selection to choose from.
Yeah,
so many different
but they all have like such long
look,
side
they
effects.
Do have side effects, but they can change the dosage and everything.
I'm considering lithium.
So.
I'm considering lithium. Yeah. I'm considering,
what is lithium?
It's for batteries. No, I'm kidding.
It is too.
I thought that was it like every too. Time I hear lithium, I always think that maybe
it's a metal.
That's I thought it was like truth medicate. Like so someone can give that to you and you tell the truth.
Truth serum type of thing.
That's they say that in movies sometimes.
No, oh, really? Not lithium.
Maybe not lithium. Something with an
stabilizer.
But that's kind of an old fashioned one. Have you tried any recent ones?
No, I mean trust me, I've gone. It's like that thing where like I'm afraid to take Advil at this point. Like I'm just a little traumatized from that thing. But I know that eventually it's gonna make things easier than harder.
Then maybe you should try and find some more natural things. You know, I don't know. Maybe
like the holistic route.
That's what I'm doing.
It
basically.
Might do. It might work. Yeah.
That's why I say kale, because I'm like, I eat a lot of kale.
Yeah. How does that help?
It does help. It does. But if you get off of it, then you feel it. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like if you
is
do
all you eat is kale?
That's all I eat. No. I eat like just really healthy. Like just like you know.
Like no steak.
Oh, I eat steak.
Chicken.
But like chicken, steak, rice, pasta. Vegetables, like just things that will be good for my brain. I don't know. I'm an experiment with myself all the time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You still have a long ways to go, though, and you want to make sure that you can go through life actually enjoying it and being happy, you know?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's it like for you guys growing up? Were you close, Alexa?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think partly just because of the small age difference, like we definitely grew up being each other's like little best friends.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel that, God, my life is so much easier than Annalisa's?
not exactly, you know. No. I don't know.
Because she's got to go through this shit, you know. Do you have stuff you're going through also?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, mood disorders really do run in families. And I definitely deal with my own
really?
Depression, but at the same time, you know, it's just interesting, like the different like realms of human experience. You know, like I go through life a little bit easier than she does,
but not exactly,
not exactly either.
Your family suffer,
you know, it's
you
hard.
Got your own shit to deal with.
Yeah,
yeah, but I can imagine. Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, you know, and it is in families. I mean, I've seen it. In my dad's family, almost everybody had it. There were two suicides, you know, a couple of like alcoholic. Yeah, so,
territories. Unfortunately, that comes with the territory.
Yeah, and we just brought it up because Mariah Carey came out and said that she's got bipolar disorder.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, yeah.
Oh.
So we started talking about that and stuff, and she says she's on medication. Wow. She also takes therapy. Did you guys seek therapy too? Mm-hmm. You have
definitely,
to, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you behave like an asshole sometimes, and you have to learn. You have to learn how to deal with it, right?
Yeah, you're an asshole, right?
I think I was, because I was so miserable that I couldn't possibly give the time of day to other people, you know? It's just like, leave me alone.
Isn't, like,
know?
Sexuality kind of like a side effect, too? Like, because my cousin, like, we were at a family party one time, and she just whipped out her phone, and it was, like, a bunch of, like, pornographic like pictures, and she's like, I did this last weekend, but it was like all different men.
Promiscuity was like, is part of it, because you have such a, honestly, you get like a high sex drive like when you become manic, and then you're just kind of like, what would you, because you studied psychology.
Also,
in,
like, I mean, impulsivity and, like, not yeah. really being.
But then you hit, like, a huge depression right. about doing it, right? So it's like, bam, I have this high, and then, shit, I have
inevitably,
this low.
Inevitably. For sure. It's like, and then you start to get used to the idea that, like, okay, I'm on this high, but you're like, oh, crap. Like, yeah. This is going to come down.
Right.
It's like, you
right.
just know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I know, I haven't had as many of those, although I remember, like, being really hyper for a long period of time, you know, because I discovered spirituality and everything, so I had to share it with everybody.
Yeah, spirituality.
Yeah, you know.
A big one. Oh, yeah. Right? I got into the Jim Carrey, like, signs. I was like, there's, and I still am kind of into it. I'm like, there's signs everywhere, and, like, why don't you see them? Like, and it's funny to laugh at now. At the time, you're just like, why isn't anybody understanding, like, this brilliance in my head? And you're just, you're a little bit, you know, a little bit detached from reality. But
yeah, wow.
It's
very
funny.
Interesting, very interesting, you know. And
my grandmother was bipolar. I think my mom slightly is bipolar, but I feel like I don't sometimes I feel like I'm just like my mom, and I'm like, oh, but, like, I don't feel like I am at all.
Yeah, no, it's debilitating.
Like, I feel like I would know, right? Like, I would know.
You can't do shit. Yeah,
it's a spectrum.
I mean, when you're depressed like that, all you can think about is, how do I make the pain stop, you know?
Yeah, see, I don't take depression as pain, though.
But it is. It's almost like physical pain when you're in it, right? Am I wrong on that?
I just think it's like I've been, like, wallowing in self-pity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost depressed that I'm depressed.
Well,
like,
I think
I'm
some people have a harder time. Like, I feel like not everybody gets as depressed as a depressed person.
Right.
So, like, it's just making the differentiation of someone having a bad day,
right,
or somebody who always has to deal with, like, really chronic,
like waking up in the morning and be like, oh,
yeah,
like
I just don't
today?
Feel good, and there's no actual reason,
right?
You know,
I mean, and I've definitely had days like that for sure, but where I'm like, I have zero reason to be upset today, like, and I'm just here, like, me, poor me.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, you know, I mean, in the past 20 years or so, when, because with me, it took like a cocktail of meds, you know, I'm taking like 3 different meds and stuff, but it's sort of like a balance that works. So what I'm saying is, before that, my life was really up and down all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now, I mean, the past 15, 20 years, it's just been like a straight line.
I mean, honestly, that's amazing, because when I took medication, the one that worked for me and then kind of like messed me up, but when it worked really well. And I remember my mom at the time saying, wow, like, you haven't had anything wrong. And, like, that's a good thing, that I hadn't had anything wrong for, like, a little while. And I was going to school and waking up, and I was like, oh, this must be what it's like for a normal person, or quote-unquote normal, because, you know, we're all normal. But I was like, wow, like, this is what it's like. And then, you know, then I lost it. But I think that's just part of my whatever. This is my life. This is the cards I'm dealt. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to write an album.
Exactly. Everybody gets their own fucking package there.
Yeah.
Carry on their shoulders.
Right,
you know, the whole friggin' trip. Okay, so let's play your music before we run out of time here.
Okay.
So Sugar Pills, that's interesting. Tell us what that means. What's that about?
Actually, you know, it's funny. I didn't think about the meaning so much of the name as much as just Sugar Pills. I didn't think of the exact reason why I named it Sugar Pills, to be honest.
But you have dealt with
medication. I was going to say placebo, right?
Yeah, well, I had like a whole spiel about it. But it's just mental health. And the idea is, like, you know, since I can't take medication, I guess the idea is, like, I have to trick myself into being healthy, and this is how I get through it. If I'm making something up on the spot, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sugar pills. I probably should come with a real reason, but it sounded cool, and it had to do with my topic of mental health.
Right.
And besides, I mean, look, if it appeals to you, it doesn't matter. I mean, people come up with a lot stranger names.
Yeah, and I think at the time, I was probably up at 6 a.m., like, sugar pills, this is the right answer. Like, I have, like, an essay about why it's the right album name, and then now I just forgot, so...
Okay, so the song itself, is that Sugar Pills too that we're going to listen to?
That'll be on the second half. This is the first half of Sugar Pills, like pack one. And the first song on the album is Lithium, and it's writing about, you know, not feeling like you should have survived natural selection.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm pretty intense. And the next one is a little happier. It's called So Many Me's, and it's just like a bouncy, synthy, funky song. So
okay, but I only have one link here, so
we'll
play with it, whatever one.
Whatever pops
Sugar
up.
Pills pack one.
Yeah, Sugar Pills pack one.
So you're a very intense person. How does that work for you in, like, the dating scene? Do people able to handle you?
Yeah, actually, it works funnily pretty well. I don't know how, but, like, I've always had, like, a back-to-back boyfriend, and this is the first time I haven't in a while. Like, so
you haven't driven anybody crazy, or
I mean, I'm sure I have, but they were probably just as crazy as me. Like, that's probably why it works. worked because we're both just crazy.
Yeah, probably. I feel like sometimes you need to be with someone who has like the same.
Yeah, or level. They're like opposite completely. And they're
right,
like,
right.
Calm or whatever.
Yeah. Unless it's someone who's really understanding, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you have yeah. to be really understanding to live with someone that has ups yeah. and downs, you know.
Yeah, I think it's more interesting, maybe.
Yeah, let's check it out. Wow, this song's pretty heavy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you see like the most intense. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty intense.
What about, do you get some upbeat songs?
Yeah,
too?
The next one's like a funky one. Like, it's basically just saying there's so many different versions of myself. I don't know who I am.
I want to hear right, that. Is right. that Perfection?
It's Lithium? So many me's. It's number two. I should
oh,
be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring us up a little
yeah.
bit.
I need to.
Yeah.
Shedding skin, reverberations of the old me.
You really sing great, you know?
Yeah, you have a very pretty voice.
Thank you.
Mm. Has a little bit of a Licky Lee vibe.
Oh, cool.
That's if I come knock you down.
So you produced the whole thing? All yeah. the background music?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you learn to do that?
Sheer determination and yeah, just needing to.
Right. Wow.
Very cool. You know, I mean, I've learned how to produce music, you know, with the help of the computer and instruments uh-huh. and stuff, but I never got to this kind of quality. I mean,
your voice is sexy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, I can hear this, like, in, like, a... Obviously, maybe not what you're singing about, but like your voice, like yeah. if a guy's like sitting in a crowd and she's on stage, and he's like, wow, who's this bitch?
Music video idea. Yeah. Who's this bitch? I like that idea.
I want her number.
Yeah. It's like spotlight zooms in.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So you got about 8 songs here, I see.
Yeah, and that's just the first half, and I made a second half.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been very productive.
I've been, yeah. I mean, yeah. Much as I can.
What about you, Alexa? What are you doing these days?
Oh, man. I'm working on a bunch of different stuff. I've, like, worked in the fashion industry for a couple of years, and now I'm kind of trying to explore my more creative side more, and I work on music a lot too.
Oh, really?
I write a lot, and I learn a lot from her, you know. Yeah, she's really encouraging to just, you know, I'm always like afraid that like, I'm not like that great at it or something, but she's like, no, like just do it, like you're great.
Right.
Like,
exactly. Yeah, you have the talent of the family. Yeah. You know? I mean, what the hell? What about your brother? What does he do?
He's on the East Coast right now with his wife. They just decided to move to New York. Where did they move exactly, do you know?
They moved to Brooklyn for now.
Wow, that's unusual. People move from Brooklyn to here.
Right.
I think they're just sort of adventurous or whatever, just trying to
trying to find different things.
Yeah. Different things.
Some people like New York. It's very nice there, you know, but I could never live there.
No, I hate New York. I literally hate
it. Yeah, it's cold there.
I've never been there in the summer. Maybe I'd like it on like a summer afternoon or something. But like I've never been to New York and been like, wow, I can't wait to go back.
Really? Yeah.
Every time I leave, I'm like, fuck that place. See ya.
Okay.
Toodaloo. Well.
So just back to the medication real quick, because people have to deal with this all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And like my son, for example, he resists it.
Yeah.
And then he suffers, you know?
Yeah, I'm
like, you know, you gotta, there wouldn't be such a huge industry of medicine.
Yeah.
You know, they call it a psychopharmaceutical, whatever.
Yeah.
If it didn't work, you know?
No, totally. And I think I'm, it's like that thing where I'm always trying to be sensitive because I don't want people to be like, you know, don't take medication, you know? Because I think if I could take it, I would love to take it. I just have to be very careful, and maybe for those few people who are as sensitive as me, here's what I do, here's all the kale that I eat, like here's the diet that I do, here's the self-help stuff that I do, because I'm very self-aware. I'm always checking in, like, am I being bipolar or am I being excited, am I being depressed or am I having a real emotional reaction.
That's like, a lot.
So you just have to always be constantly monitoring. It's like let's say you're drunk and then you sit on the toilet and you all of a sudden realize how drunk you are.
Right.
That's how it is with like my bipolar. Like I'll be like, I'll sit down and be like, okay, am I really drunk or am I,
you know, you have to question yourself.
Yeah, all the time. So there's different ways you can cope, and therapy and all these different, and exercise, and you just have to be very strict, and it is hard, you know, but it's worth it. So I want to like show a way that it's possible, but I'm not saying take that way, you know, because it's not fun to be like my age and like, you know, not being able to do things sometimes, you know, but I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, and you know, and some people don't take the medication for different reasons. It's usually side effects or everything.
Right.
You know, you take something, you get some side effects, so then you take medication for that, and that one has side effects, and you take medication for that, and there's no end to it. You know?
That's crazy, yeah.
So it's really a tough situation. We are out of time, Annalisa. Tell people how they can find you on social media or website.
Yeah,
or
so I have my website, AnnalisaCorral.com. And then I have just the regular socials, facebook.com/AnnalisaCorral, and it's AnnalisaCorral.
There you go. And what about you, Alexa? You're on social media, obviously, right?
Yeah,
you can't be left out of the game. How can people find you, follow you?
I have an Instagram. It's _ Alexandra Corral, AlexandraCorral. And I have a website also, alexandracorral.com.
All right. And what does that mean? That you're
I'm
doing the
like,
victory?
Yeah.
Okay,
family.
She's doing the victory sign and everything. It's like, what the hell happened here? All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining us, both of us. And next time when you're invited, just come in too. Okay, don't wait for a special invitation. All right, everybody. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.